Get fit. Need help? You're in the loop.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Fashionability Channel. I'm Laura, and today you'll be in the loop with our contributor, Marana Weber. Since Emily and I launched the Fashionability Channel, we have expanded our availability so that you can find us on iTunes, as well as the Blueberry podcast directory, and most recently, you can find the Fashionability Channel on Google Play. I also invite you to explore our website at fashionabilitychannel.com and subscribe to our podcast there. I say all of this because we may have some newer listeners who may be unfamiliar with our contributor, Marana Weber, and her work. So I'd like to take a moment to reintroduce her to all of you, because I think that Marana is a wellspring of information with respect to health, wellness, nutrition, and fitness. And as an expert in all of these, I think that Marana offers a great deal of expertise that you'll find entertaining and interesting and useful. Marana specializes in nutrition and health as it pertains to people who have diabetes. She herself is a diabetic and has suffered many of the complications associated with diabetes. She is blind and she has many of the other physical complications that many of you may be experiencing yourself, so I think she's a great resource. Additionally, Marana adheres to a number of different workout regimens, everything from cross-training to working her way through the levels of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Needless to say, I like to stay on Marana's good side. In any case, please explore some of our past programs where Marana and I have discussed everything from clean eating and weight management to high-intensity interval training for those of you who may be familiar with workout regimens such as the 7-minute workout. Most recently, we did a show where we discussed some nutrition basics, sort of a nutrition 101 kind of show, where we discussed calorie count and portion control. So I invite you to check it out through your favorite podcast player and look for the episodes in the category we call In the Loop. You can also follow Marana on Twitter. She is at Marana Loop. MARANALOOP, Marana Loop, all one word. Today, we're in the kitchen.
Hi everyone, this is Laura for Fashionability, and I'm here once again with Marana Weber, and we are in the legendary labs, well, the legendary test kitchens, perhaps, and today we're actually going to share with you a recipe that Marana shared with me when I was consulting with her about some healthy snacks. I don't typically have a sweet tooth, but when I do, I've got to have something. And it was frustrating to me because I wasn't able to find a low calorie or a healthy, clean snack. I mean, I wanted something besides a carrot, but I just wasn't able to find a cookie or a cracker or a piece of candy or something that didn't have awful chemicals in it. And I was frustrated because I really wanted something to snack on. So I asked Marana if she could recommend something. And she came up with a recipe for a little sweet treat that I'm going to share with you now. And I call it cake in a cup. She calls it cake in a mug, but I, of course, am a wordsmith and I like the alliteration of cake in a cup. It just, you know, I don't know, makes me happy. So
she's happy with her cake in a cup.
I'm happy with my cake in a cup. I have made this recipe now a whole bunch of times, and so I want to share it with the Fashionability audience because it's super easy. It takes mere minutes to make. It takes like 1 minute to bake, and what comes out is a sweet little treat that's relatively lower in calories than the store-bought or restaurant equivalent. And The other plus to a recipe like this is that I know everything that's in it.
Exactly.
There's not a single chemical, there's not a single preservative, there's not a single ingredient that isn't a clean ingredient. So I am going to tell you what I'm doing as I'm doing it, and Marianna will contribute with her own thoughts about the recipe. And once again, all that's required to make this is a cup. I'm using a coffee mug. And I have all the ingredients laid out on the counter here, and there are very few ingredients, and there's nothing fancy whatsoever. You combine the ingredients, stir it up, and that's it. So here we go with cake in a cup. Marianna, say hi.
Hello, hello.
So the first ingredient is the egg, right?
It is the egg.
Okay, so we crack an egg into a coffee mug.
As you said, this isn't necessarily low in calories, but A, the calories are nutritionally dense, so you have good, clean ingredients. And B, it's also a controlled portion size. It's not like you're baking an entire cake.
That's a really good point. Because
yes.
Left alone with an entire cake, it's embarrassing how quickly that cake will tend to disappear.
It is. Yeah, I mean, I myself, you bake an entire cake, you don't want to waste it, you don't want to throw it out, there's not enough people to eat it.
So what are you going to do?
You find yourself hungry, and that's what you go for.
That's right.
Why not a piece of cake for breakfast? So this is nice because it is one portion.
Right.
And it definitely curbs that sweet tooth, and let's tell them what's in it.
Okay, so the first ingredient was the egg. You heard me crack the egg into the cup. So the next ingredient is a teaspoon of vanilla. Okay, so I just put that in there.
The egg, of course, is a good source of protein and some healthy omega-3 fatty acids.
Right. So then we're going to add the flours. There are two kinds of flours for this. The first one is almond flour, also called almond meal, and you only need 1 tablespoon of almond meal, and it sort of has a bit of a grainy texture. It really doesn't feel like flour, so just so you know, it's going to feel a little different than maybe what you're expecting with regard to a flour type of substance, but it has a very, very slight fragrance, so mild. You might not even be able to tell that it's almond flour, but it's delicious, and just put 1 tablespoon right in with the egg and the vanilla.
Yep, and almond flour is really, all it is just ground almonds.
Okay.
So it has that nutty, buttery flavor that almonds have.
Right. So the next ingredient is 1 tablespoon of coconut flour. Don't look for the paper type bag that store-bought flour comes in. This comes in a resealable plastic bag, and it's just called coconut flour. And this actually has the most wonderful aromatic scent of coconut. It's marvelous. So if you're concerned that you're not going to be able to tell the difference between the two bags because they're almost identical, if you open one and smell it and you don't smell much, that's the almond flour. But if you open the other and you smell beautiful, fragrant coconut, that's the coconut flour. And the consistency of this is definitely more like a flour or a powdered sugar consistency. It feels different than the almond meal. So 1 tablespoon of coconut flour in the cup. And then the next ingredient is 2 tablespoons of honey, and that's going to be your sweetener. Now, for me, Marianna, I find that 2 tablespoons of honey was too much for me. It was too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I sort of felt like the almond and coconut flours almost added a hint of sort of a natural sort of sweetness.
They're very rich.
Yes, maybe that's a better way to put it. Thank you. And so for me, when I make this recipe, the recipe actually does call for 2 tablespoons, but I'm only measuring in 1 because that's my preference. But it doesn't really change the way the recipe turns out, I didn't find. So don't concern yourself with that.
It's just a matter of preference.
I think so. And then the last ingredient is, again, to taste, the recipe calls for 2 tablespoons of chocolate chips. My preference is I love Ghirardelli chocolate, and I like dark chocolate. And I also don't feel a need to put in 2 tablespoons. Again, 1 tablespoon for me is enough for sweetness. But if you're in need of a chocolate fix, 2 tablespoons is what the recipe calls for. So I'm just going to pour in 1 tablespoon.
With the dark chocolate chips versus a milk chocolate chip, you actually, a little bit goes a long way. You know, dark chocolate definitely has more of a chocolatey flavor. And mm-hmm. so if that's what you're looking for and that's what you're craving. And dark chocolate, you know, there are health benefits to it. And it takes a lot less to satisfy a craving than does milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. It's definitely a more intense flavor.
Yeah.
So now that I've put all the ingredients in the cup, I'm going to stir it up. The result is going to come out not so much like a batter, although if you did use the full 2 tablespoons of honey, it is going to come out a little bit more wet. But if you don't use the 2 tablespoons of honey, then it's going to come out a little bit more like a really thick, almost like a cookie dough, rather than a batter. And I just wanted you to know that in case you had an expectation of how this was supposed to turn out. If you're thinking in terms of cake, like cake batter, that's not really what the consistency of this ends up being. It's really more like a dough. And so then I take the fork and I just kind of scrape the sides as I'm stirring here. And again, I'm just doing all of this in a coffee mug. All right, so we've mixed all our ingredients and now it's gonna go in the microwave, which is another big plus. You don't have to heat up the house, preheat an oven, nothing like that. You just take the cup, you stick it in the microwave, and you microwave it for 1 minute. I'm going to take our cake in a cup out of the microwave. The cup is now on the countertop cooling, and I can tell you that the cup is hotter than blazes. I'm pulling out a knife here, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the knife around the outside edges, because the honey is a little sticky. And so it's going to stick to the sides of the cup. And so you just need to leave it sit and cool for a few minutes. And one thing I like to do is to pull off a paper towel and lay it down on the counter. And so now that I have sort of freed the little muffin from the sides of the coffee cup, I'm going to dump it out onto the paper towel, which I just did. And now I have a little coffee mug shaped little muffin cooling on a paper towel. And, ooh, the chocolate is all ooey gooey and melty. Yum. yummy. And that is our cake in a cup. The consistency, so that you know, again, if you're expecting light, fluffy cake, which gets that way due to the 1/4 cup of oil most people put into a cake batter recipe. We just used honey and egg as our binding agents. So the consistency of the finished little cake is really going to be a little denser, as you would say.
More like a muffin.
Yeah, and maybe a little grainier. Mm-hmm. So if you're expecting, say, angel food cake, it's not going to be that, right?
It's going to be chewier because of the almond meal.
But I also love it because it's super filling.
It is very filling. And it's very satisfying.
Yeah, when you need a snack, all you need is this little cake. I mean, it's tiny. It's like a mini muffin size. I mean, I guess it sort of depends on the coffee cup you're using. But, you know, there's only a couple of tablespoons of flour, the egg, the honey, and the vanilla. So it's not, you know, a big giant muffin like that you'd buy from Costco, for example, that's the size of a dinner plate. It's a tiny little thing. Because it's a little bit denser, it's more satisfying as a snack.
Mm-hmm.
The 1 tablespoon of chocolate chips is enough for me.
Mm-hmm. I think it's worthy to note that you did some research on the calorie.
Absolutely. So when I first asked Miranda about this, I was looking for a lower calorie snack that would satisfy a sweet tooth. So what I did was I took all of the ingredients and I went to my Fitness Pal, which is an app that you can download from the Apple App Store. And my Fitness Pal has listings of thousands and thousands, if not tens of thousands, or I don't know, hundreds of thousands of nutritional label information for many, many ingredients, not just the raw ingredients, but store-bought ingredients, restaurant entrees and side dishes and beverages. And there's not a lot I've typed into my Fitness Pal searching for something and that my Fitness Pal has not been able to come back with. So I typed in, you know, what is the calorie count of 1 tablespoon of each, you know, each of these ingredients. So it ends up that a tablespoon of almond flour is about 100 calories. Same for the coconut flour. The honey is 50 calories a tablespoon, I guess, somewhere around there. I'm just remembering this off the top of my head. Vanilla has no calories. And then, of course, the calories from the chocolate chips, which is also why I only use a tablespoon of chocolate chips rather than 2 tablespoons of chocolate chips. But the upshot is the overall calorie count, depending on how you alter the ingredients, is going to be 300 to 350 calories. If that's too high for you, you know, if you'd prefer, you know, a 100 calorie snack or something, you can adjust the ingredients. I see no reason why you have to use chocolate chips if you'd prefer to use maybe a few nuts instead.
And nuts, well, nuts are pretty calorie dense too.
A couple of blueberries maybe?
Blueberries or maybe even some cinnamon.
Oh, cinnamon, that's a great idea. Yeah. Yum.
So there's other things that you could add that could cut the calorie count. And really, 350 calories for a sweet snack, you're not going to find a slice of pie.
Right.
At least not a reasonable size slice of pie.
Right, that doesn't have 25 grams of sugar in it anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. That's not going to be full of high fructose corn syrup
right. And
other saturated fats and stuff that are not very good for you. And that is going to be around 350 calories. They're all going to exceed that by far.
And there's not a single chemical in this.
No.
I know everything that's in it. And it's very filling because of the density of the flour. It's sweet enough, way sweet enough, and there's no garbage in it.
Now, I've made this a number of times myself, and I found a lot of times I can't even eat a whole one. It's that filling.
Yeah.
It's a good little fix.
And you can alter the recipe if you want to make more than one, if you want to use muffin tins instead of an actual cup. You know, you could make, double or triple this recipe, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You'd probably have to adjust for the egg. I mean, I don't think you'd want to put 3 eggs in, you know, just something that requires a few tablespoons of flour. But experiment with it. I mean, you can kind of do no wrong. This isn't a complicated recipe. And altering it to taste, I think, could end up really making it a go-to snack when you just need a fix of a little something to get you by until breakfast the next day, or when you're, you know, if you're a snacker and are watching TV or something, or everybody else is munching down something and you want a little something for yourself. Thank you for the recommendation, Marana. It's been a staple for me, and it has saved me from eating something I would have regretted later. If anybody has any questions about this recipe, if you didn't catch all the ingredients, feel free to drop us an email. Just put In the Loop in the subject line of an email and send it to